This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
18,347 in collective ecstasy as the Oilers put the finishing touches on a 6-1 victory over the Dallas Stars, who fired 37 shots against Stuart Skinner and were repelled on all but one occasion. The only man to beat him was Liam Bischel.
And the Oilers color analyst tweeted, "This is Stuart Skinner's best start in at least 3 to 4 months. Oilers radio with the call. And tonight, game four in what feels like here a must-win situation." It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, joined by Bob Stauffer here on DFW Sports Station. Did we get the last name correct, Bob?
You got it. How you doing, Sean?
Awesome. Thank you for waking up and joining us. We feel like this feels like a 3-1 series lead instead of a 2-1 series lead. What were you thinking after game one? Did you wake up the next morning, Bob, and say, Edmonton's still a better team? Or you weren't thinking like that because of the Stars' comeback?
Oh, I have a healthy amount of respect for Dallas, Sean. So first of all, let's establish this is, thanks for having me on. One of my first cognitive memories of the NFL was watching Roger Staubach hit Drew Pearson on the Hail Mary back in 75. I think it was just after Christmas, like 27th, 28th, something like that. And I know you guys are the rights holders for the Cowboys. I was a Cowboys fan until I got into fantasy football. And now I'm a sellout. I'm a fan of the players on my team, and I only draft guys from Alabama. I'm in a heritage pool, so I've got all Alabama starters in the skill positions.
Did you go to Bama? Did you go to Bama?
I did not go to, no. I'm actually the former SID at the University of Alberta. I'm in year 17 doing the Oilers, but I worked at the U of A. In fact, I did Chris Knobloch, our head coach. I did his games when he played at the U of A. And I played against Ken Hitchcock, who, of course, is your former head coach. Wow. He coached Mitch at AAA, you know, in Edmonton here in Sherwood Park. And I played against him, his team, in the first Mitch at AAA game in the province back in the early 80s. There's a long history between Alberta and Texas. I'm sure some of your listeners know the oil and gas exploration, of which has made Alberta the wealthiest province in Canada. That exploration was not started. The funding did not come from Central Canada and the banks. It came from Texas and Colorado-based wildcatters. So there's always been this connectivity. For one of my best friends, actually, his dad used to be the chairman of the board of the Oilers. He now lives in Dallas, so I see him every time we go down there. So I always kind of chuckle because I've been going to Dallas since 01, since the Oilers played the Stars then. To answer your question, it's a best of seven. Okay, it is a best of seven. When Dallas won game one, frustrating loss for the Oilers, some dumb penalties, undisciplined. Dallas capitalized on the power play. But the reality of the situation is the Stars are a top flight organization. They're well managed. They're well coached. They're always in the mix. You know, to go three rounds in the Stanley Cup playoffs is, I mean, I don't have to tell the guys that are involved in the Cowboys broadcast what's that. You know, you guys said 3 years in a row, I think at like 12-5. And, you know, I don't know if you made it to a conference final in any of those years.
Like, we don't talk about that.
To win. It's hard to win, hard, right? Like, and I think people need to understand that. And, you know, so Edmonton's up 2-1. I would say they've been the better team in 7 of the 9 periods of the series, but that doesn't mean they're going to win the series. Last year, The Oilers were down 2-1 to Dallas and down 2-0 in game four. And it looked like they were on the ropes at that point. So what's the old saying about don't count your chickens before they're hatched? I think everybody's got a healthy amount of respect for how good both sides of the equation are in these two teams. And it, you just, I hate to say it, but it's just one game at a time.
Do you feel it's still going to come down to the goalies?
I think for Dallas to win, there's no chance they're winning if Jake Oettinger's at an .842 save percentage the rest of the way in the series. Because that's what he's at right now. It's staggering. Like, Jake Oettinger is, general consensus, considered a top six or eight goaltender in the NHL. No one's got Stuart Skinner in net. Now, the one thing I will say about Stuart Skinner is he's from Edmonton. He played for the same athletic club that I did. So he understands the pressure of playing here, and it's not easy. Like, you know, the Cowboys get a lot of attention in the NFL. They're the Cowboys. The Oilers have McDavid and Draisaitl. We take a lot of oxygen out of the league, around the league, right?
Because
we've got the single, the way I would describe Connor is he's the most advanced hockey player that has ever lived. Okay? He has a chance to be the greatest player that's ever played. If you look at score adjusted, you know, air adjusted scoring and things like that, he's right there. And then they have Draisaitl, who's probably in the playoffs has been at least as good as Connor guys. So the reality is, I think Dallas has to win the goaltending, but Skinner might have the perfect temperament to play at Edmonton because he's from here and he understands the pressure of being here. And he seems to get better as the playoffs go on. Last year, he got pulled out of the Vancouver series. That was round two before the Oilers played the Stars. This year, you know, Calvin Pickard came in, won six straight games and got hurt. So, you know, Stewart started to put it together here. I think Dallas has to win the goaltending matchup if they want to come back and win the series.
Oilers radio analyst Bob Stauffer joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, you mentioned Stuart Skinner there, and the last 2 years, that's kind of been the focus, it felt like, for a lot of the analysis heading into the series was like, well, okay, Dallas has the goaltending advantage. They've got that advantage over Edmonton. But both years now, Skinner's been really good. He was good last year. He's been great to start this series. Is the thought with him is that he's more of just kind of a gamer and somebody who elevates in these big moments, or is he just a streakier type of goaltender who he's in a hot run right now?
Bobby, he's a streakier goaltender. Okay. Like, Oettinger is superior athletically. You know, Oettinger may end up being the U.S.'s goalie for the Olympic Games. He's that good. Skinner is he's from the Lyle Mass School, which is a head placement, puck tracking, let the puck hit you. He's a little less athletic, but his mental, and I hate going down this path, but unfortunately it's part of sport today. He's getting better on the mental side of the game, and that's part of the reason why he seems to be able to get. I mean, the Oilers lost the Stanley Cup final last year to Dallas and dominated them in the last four games of the series, and Skinner only gave up 7 goals. Like, I think they outscored Florida 19-7 in the final four games. So he played well enough for Edmonton to win. They lost 2-1 in the final. It was a one-shot game. Just like last year, frankly, you can make an argument the Stars were unlucky not to have won the series. They maybe should have won game one, and they certainly should have won game six.
Bob, the hints call, did you think they got the hints penalty call right? And do you agree with DeBoer that if this was McDavid, it would have been a major?
Well, I disagree with DeBoer. You know, Pete was a lawyer. And I don't want to badmouth lawyers because I'm sure you got a couple guys advertising on your show. Everybody hates lawyers until they need them.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One of my former roommates when I was in university is a divorce lawyer, so I got all my buddies hooked up with him here. but with all, it's been a remarkable run over the last 6 months. Back to DeBoer.
He's having the real guys' nights.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I watched Connor McDavid get a 3-game suspension for having to defend himself against Vancouver back in January. Right, he cross-checked Connor Garland. And I personally think they don't call enough stuff on McDavid. Again, I just said he's the most advanced player. Nobody's been this fast, this skilled. Like, I grew up in Edmonton. I watched Wayne Gretzky and Marc Messier play in the 1980s when the Oilers won 5 cups in 7 years. And, you know, it'd be akin to what you guys sort of maybe grew up watching the Cowboys of the early 90s, you know, when they rang off the 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. And different style of teams, you know, but the Oilers had a lot of, they could score and they were tough. And toughness is part of the game. So I don't think McDavid gets a lot of calls. I think with Darnett, if I was a Dallas partisan, I'd be like, that probably should be a major penalty. Mm-hmm. But in following the game as closely as I have for the last 5 decades, I would tell you guys that that's a part of playoff hockey. Sometimes there's some cheap stuff that happens. It's a little greasy, a little dirty, and guys get whacked and they're sticking, you know, and it's not really supposed, a suspension isn't supposed to be tied into the length of how long a guy's out for. Like, I was surprised that Roope Hintz took the warm-up, and then 5 minutes in, he's off the ice. I knew at that point he wasn't playing. I can understand Pete's frustration, but I disagree with his sentiment that McDavid would be an automatic major penalty, because that hasn't been the modus operandi for the NHL over the last several years.
Bob, there's a lot of talk about Edmonton's special teams coming into the series. I know McDavid had talked about it. And when you look at the first game, the power play goals were huge. Last 2 games, Edmonton's been really good on the penalty kill and those opportunities. Is that, you know, an area where if Dallas wants the potential to come back here, they need to execute those a little more, you know, perfectly? Because if Edmonton's going to be killing penalties at a higher rate, then Dallas is going to have trouble.
The Oilers are just, let's see, they are at 65%. Last year, they were at 94% on the PK. So it's a significant drop off. Again, they've gotten better as the series have gone on. Connor was specifically talking about his own power play, because he's on the power play in the PK. He didn't play in the PK basically the last year and a half. The Oilers' power play has gone through a 5-year run where it was the best power play in NHL history. Wow. 5 years in a row over 25%. A couple years ago was at like 34. It has not been great in the playoffs and has let the Stars off the hook a couple times here, including in Sunday afternoon. Like, they had a 2-man advantage and they didn't score. You got to score at a 2-man advantage. That's a freebie. So I think that Edmonton's power play is going to have to improve. To be honest with you, what Dallas did in Game 3 in the second period is what they got to do. They got to be better 5-on-5. And they dominated, stretches of that game. That's why DeBoer said I liked a lot of what we did. I agree with him. Like, I was concerned watching the Oilers, seeing them. Edmonton's been a pretty good 5-on-5 team in the playoffs, vastly improved from where they were even a year ago on their run. So this, again, guys, it's one game at a time. When you have teams this good, this third year in a row, Dallas is in the conference final, and this is the Oilers, the third time in 4 years Edmonton's been there. You know, Edmonton's won 8 playoff series in the last 4 years. Like, the Stars have done that once. They've had 1 4-year window back when they won the Cup in 99, and then they went to the final again in 2000, where they won 8 playoff series in a 4-year run. There's organizations in the league that have never done that. Vancouver's been in the NHL for 53 years, 54 years. They've never had 8 series victories in a 4-year window. Like, you got to be good to do what Dallas has done 3 straight years. You got to be good like what Edmonton's done. And the problem is only one team wins out of 32. And so it's sort of an extended metaphor for what you guys are experiencing. You know, look at the 3 years that the Cowboys had and they didn't win, right? And it's frustrating, and it fuels what we do as broadcasters, right? Like, I got a 2-hour show 49 out of 52 weeks about the Edmonton Oilers. So if the Oilers don't win the Cup at the end of this year, Everybody be freaking out. Oh, McDavid still hasn't won a Stanley. Do you know how good you have to be to win? That's my response. There's one of 32 teams win. It's not a cop-out. It's just the reality of the situation.
Bob, we were running out of things to say about Mikko Rantanen before this series, and now we're barely talking about him. Are you surprised he's been so quiet, and are they doing anything specific against Mikko? What do you make of his series so far?
Well, he hasn't had a lot of offensive contribution, but I thought he had a great start to game three. They played him at center for a lot of the shifts early. Hey, Edmonton was trying to get on Mikko Rantanen in that trade with Carolina, too. The Oilers got in late. Okay, but Dallas was always in the driver's seat. That's why Jim Nill, the general manager's vote on the GM of the Year award, it gets voted after round two, and I think Jim Nill is going to win again.
Wow.
So, I mean, and not to mention the Stars farm teams in the AHL Calder Cup conference finals. Like, not only are they good at the NHL level, they're good at the AHL level. Take a look at how many, you know, good for, late first round and early second round picks the Stars have in their lineup. Like, you get a top three pick like McDavid or Drysdale, those guys are always good.
Yeah.
But when you're hitting on guys at 26 like Ottinger and second rounders like Hintz and Robertson, Thomas Harley, I did his dad Brian's games at the University of Alberta. Brian Harley's a doctor in Syracuse. So, I mean, they hit on all these picks. And so they could afford to move the capital that they moved in Logan Stankoven to get around. It was a great trade. Great trade. It's early in the series. I can't reiterate this point more. It is a best of seven. It's not a, I wish it was a best of three, because that would have mean that Edmonton's advanced, but they haven't. There's lots more work to be done yet, and there's a lot more time for Mikko Rantanen to enter the chat.
Bob, well done. No matter what happens in the West, are you viewing Florida as the favorite to win it all again?
I think, of the two teams out of the West, Edmonton's a little better equipped to face the Panthers are bullies, right? They are. So have you guys heard of the Broad Street Bullies in Philadelphia back in the 1970s? They were the toughest team in NHL history. Stan Bowman, who's the Oilers GM, his dad, Scotty Bowman, scheduled a preseason game at the start of 1975. Last preseason game, had their 11 toughest guys in the Canadiens organization, went into the Spectrum in Philadelphia, and beat the wheels out of the Flyers. And that, because that's how you deal with a bully, right? You stand up. And I think Edmonton, of the two teams, and again, this series is far from over, I think Edmonton's better equipped with the likes of Evander Kane, Trent Frederick, Darnell Nurse, to deal with some of what Florida does. Frankly, Florida was lucky to have won game seven. They were. The Oilers had the better chances in the back half of the game last year in the final. I think it's a pick 'em series, regardless if it's Dallas or Edmonton. I do think Florida's good. They're tough. They're a little bit banged up. They lost Sam Reinhart. He scored 50 goals last year. Not sure in his availability. That was a nasty hit by Sebastian Aho. Florida's another exceptionally well-run team. Strong analytics department, good scouting. They do a great job in free agency. But they'll probably be a marginal favorite on a betting line against either Dallas or Edmonton. But personally, from my perspective, I think it's a pick 'em.
Bob, this was absolutely tremendous, man. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Love the DFW history lesson, and have a great call tonight and the rest of the series.
All right. If you're stuck and need somebody, call again.
Oh, absolutely. There we go. Bam.
Let's do it.
Hopefully we can get a game seven preview. Bob Stauffer from Edmonton. Absolutely fantastic. Nice get Pepe here on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. And it's Tuesday, and I have forgotten. It is time for PP in the morning. Is Bob off? I don't want to cut this classy individual on here for us teasing. PP in the morning. Are you calling and telling your boys good night next?
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.